Hey guys, how are we? So this week I want to talk about something very important. I'm sure all of you are feeling the same, that I'm so deeply disturbed by everything I've seen on the internet recently. And just some of the most heartbreaking stories. You know, it's social media is a hard place to be right now, but it's important that we're all listening. I guess I will start by talking about how I reacted to everything, which is, it actually shocked me a bit because I, of course, have grown up accepting everybody, despite race, gender, whatever. If you're a nice person, I'm happy to be around you and I would never judge anyone based on that. I was brought up to be that way. I think I made myself believe, because I can't believe that anyone would ever judge someone from their and treat someone differently based on their skin colour. I think I made myself believe that if I wasn't being racist and my, you know, small circle were not racist, that it didn't exist. And that things were getting better and that it was 2020 and everybody is accepting and everybody gets it, but that's not true. And after seeing the video of George Floyd, which was highly disturbing and heartbreaking, I realised that I needed to wake up, because I'd buried my head in the sand a bit. So I guess I, you know, that's part of my white privilege, which I've now had to face, is that I buried my head in the sand and forgot that it even, that people think that way, because it's so heartbreaking to me that people do. But I've realised now that, as I said, that is part of my privilege, that I was able to do that, and I don't want to anymore. I have come to terms with the fact that I could have done more. I can still do more. I think we can all be better allies, and we can do this with kindness and peacefully. So originally what I wanted to do was, I wanted to get someone on my podcast that could talk about racism and systematic racism and white privilege. But then I realised that actually that is not, you know, it's not their burden to carry. I feel like all the resources that we need are out there. I've been signing petitions. I have been listening to podcasts. So the podcasts that I want to direct you to are on the Almost 30 podcast. I'm sure there's tons out there, podcasts that are great, but I really love listening to Lindsay and Krista, because they are in a similar position to me. I feel like I'm learning. So the Almost 30 podcast, they have had two really great episodes over the past week on white privilege and racism. So I've also been watching a few things, one of them being When They See Us, which is about a group of young black teenagers that get falsely accused of a rape in Central Park. It's a really, 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 really hard watch, but very, very important, and I think we should all do it. It's a massive wake-up call. Green Book is a movie that I watched, I think, about a year ago now. It is a beautiful movie. The storyline just touches on this friendship that happens between a white Italian middle-aged male and a black musician. And they travel across the south of America, which is known for being notoriously racist. And they have this thing called Green Book, which used to have all the hotels and restaurants that black people could visit or stay in, which was very small. So it's about this Italian driver who drives this musician around, and he witnesses white privilege at its worst. he witnesses violence based on his race. And you see this friendship grow between them and the acceptance at the end. And kind of, it's kind of a 360, does a 360 on his views. And it's just a really, really great watch. A bit, it's still hard to watch, but not as hard as When They See Us. So maybe if you want to watch that one first, you could try that. But yeah, that was a beautiful, beautifully written movie, beautifully directed. I highly suggest going and watching that. I've also been watching Pose, and although it's not directly about race, the cast is mostly black. And again, it's beautifully written. It's about drag queens in the 80s when they used to do these balls where they'd have like, it's a bit like RuPaul's Drag Race, similar theme to that. Beautiful costumes. The messages are great. It basically touches on a lot of issues around the AIDS pandemic and just a lot. There's a lot going on in that series. It touches on gender. It touches on just the drag scene in general. But yeah, that's a good one to watch. I smashed the first series in probably about a day. And then I think the first series is on Netflix. The second series is on BBC. But it was directed by the same people that directed American Horror Story. So if you're into American Horror Story, you'll probably love it. I've also been obviously on social media. And somebody that I think has been putting messages across brilliantly is Grace Victory. And she's done a, she did a great post today actually that I reposted on the SOS podcast account. And she basically did like a slide of mixed race microaggressions and things that people might say without realizing that they are racist. The other account I suggest going and having a look at is Brandon Kyle Goodman. His Instagram handle is Brandon K Good. He has done some great IGTVs that are just very easy to watch with really, really great advice. He just articulates himself in a very, in a great way. And I really like his views on everything. So I highly suggest going and giving his IGTVs a watch if you want to just, you know, get more involved and educate yourself. I also, on a personal note, I am just going to be much more aware of racism within my inner circle, because I think that, say if social media wasn't a thing, how would you be using your voice right now? Because I think posting a black square on your grid is absolutely, it's fab. Do it if you want to do that to show that you are part of it and you're anti-racism, absolutely, you do that. But if you were to, if social media just was to disappear tomorrow, how would you continue to help this movement without internet, without being able to just, you know, sign a petition at the click of a button? What would you be doing? And I've been asking that question to myself a lot this week. And it's not a question that I know all the answers to, but I thought I would start by pulling up friends or family if they say anything racist, or microaggressions, or just anything that I deem to not be right. It's about what's right. And I've realised, I've kind of opened my eyes to it more over the last week, is that I felt a lot of shame. And I think the shame comes from the fact that I feel like I have just pretended it's not there. And I can't really do that anymore. So I'm going to start with, you know, in my inner circle and pulling up racism. When we start going back to normal and lockdown is lifted, you know, pulling people up if you hear it, or brands that aren't being inclusive, or just all of that. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say. But right now we need to be giving voices to those who don't have them. And I highly recommend that if you've got an influence on your profile, just reshare some stuff. If you don't feel like you can speak out or you know what to say, there are some amazing people out there that are speaking their truths right now and they deserve to be shared. So, you know, just share a few things to your story, talk about it with your friends and family. Look after yourself right now. If you're listening to this and you have been directly affected by racism, I'm here to say that I am so sorry. I'm so sorry that we've buried our head in the sand and we're not going to do it anymore. We're not going to do it anymore. We're on your side. And if you're listening to this and you're having to face your white privilege like I am, you know, make sure you're being kind to yourself, but also realise that this is part of a change and we're transitioning out of it. And I loved this thing I heard the other day that was like, we'll be the last generation to deal with this. And let's hope that's true.